Prices have been reduced on XLs, Fairlanes, and Mustang Sprints. The switch is on to Ford. And during Ford's See the Light sale, you can get the best buys of the year on the year's top value cars. Prices reduced on specially equipped Ford XL Fastbacks. Prices reduced on specially equipped Fairlane two-door hardtops. Prices reduced on two specially equipped Mustang Sprints. Sprint A features sporty stripes, wheel covers, pop-open gas cap, plus all Mustang's great standard features. All at a price that's been sliced extra low. Sprint B gives you all that, plus V8 power, wide oval white walls, fog lamps, and more. It's the savingest Mustang ever sold. And it's at your Ford dealer's See the Light sale now. The switch is on to Ford.
Morning for Monitor on Sunday, June 9. We'll have a Ring Around the World report from Italy 3 minutes from now. Later on in this half hour, a report on the observance of this National Day of Mourning from Los Angeles.
Hey, Dad, did you see this on the pack? It says, caution, cigarette smoking may be hazardous to your health.
This message was brought to you by the American Cancer Society.
Ring Around the World, Monitor's weekend series of close-ups of people and events. In a minute, a report from Rome, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company. First, this message.
This is Al Cap for the defense of the roller skate. All roller skates aren't bad. There are good skates, you know. But it's always the roller skate that massacres the mailman or sends the meter reader reeling. What about the garden hose? What about the dog that wakes up biting? Well, whether it's the roller skate or the garden hose, your best protection is a homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty, in case the mailman or the meter reader want to meet you again in court. It'll protect your house and your possessions, too, in case of fire and theft and other such nastiness, and all at one low package price. Good idea? Then phone your State Farm agent about his homeowner's policy right now. And watch out for that blasted roller skate in the hall.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Now here's Irving R. Levine, NBC News, Rome.
The Italians were not unique in feeling shock at the assassination of Robert Kennedy, but it is hard to explain why the grief that they expressed was so personal. It was not as if an Italian public figure had died, or even an American whose career was in any way closely linked to Italy. Yet the tears and the newspaper editorials and the comments by individual Italians as they waited their turn to sign a book of condolences at the American Embassy were those of a people who felt the loss of someone close to them. Partly this may be explained by the very accumulation of tragedy. John Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and now Senator Kennedy. In emotional people, the Italians deeply feel the Greek tragedy role of the Kennedy family. Television contributed to this, showing film of Robert Kennedy playing with his children near their swimming pool, being boisterously greeted by them as he stepped off an airplane. Heartrending film of his 14-year-old son standing at the casket in St. Patrick's Cathedral. Italy has clearly shared America's emotions. And this was evident this morning when Pope Paul spoke, as he does every Sunday, from his apartment window to the crowd that gathers in St. Peter's Square. The Pope spoke of the tragic and dramatic events of the past week, which have left an indelible mark not only on America, but on all human conscience. The lesson that must be drawn, said the Pope, is that there is a need for brotherhood, for civil coexistence, for truth, justice, and love, for solutions to the problems of the poor, and for greater social progress. Irving R. Levine, NBC News, Rome.
Ring Around the World monitors weekend series of close-ups of people and events. Now this from American Red Ball Moving Specialists.
It's the day of the big move. Make it an American Red Ball call, whatever size your move. Why? Because people have found that American Red Ball's exclusive red carpet service does wonders for their move. Call for American Red Ball. We're listed in the Yellow Pages. American Red Ball. Highway Holidays 68. Where do yours await? Try San Antonio, Texas, and the Hemisphere, a dazzling international fiesta with everything from primitive art to space-age adventure. Exhibits and entertainment from more than 30 countries, spectacular Tower of the Americas, and much, much more that's truly great. And the going is great, too, when you relax, refresh, and refuel at the nation's favorite highway oasis, Stuckey's. Everyone enjoys Stuckey's famous candies and hurry-up snacks. Tastiest fried chicken you'll ever eat, boxed and ready to go. Texaco, Diners Club, American Express credit cards honored. At Stuckey's stores right now, you get the summer's sweetest deal, a box of their crisp peanut brittle, free with purchase of 10 or more gallons of gas. Offer void where prohibited. So, wherever you drive, for free candy, for all the friendly services that make auto travel more pleasant, stop at Stuckey's, coast to coast.
At 16 before the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
The family of Wetson Hamburger Restaurants pauses during this day of mourning to honor the memory of Senator Robert Kennedy and to reflect upon this great loss to our country. The Wetson Hamburger Restaurants wish to offer sympathy to the family and to the many friends of Senator Robert Kennedy, and pauses to honor and respect the great humanitarian work and the efforts of the late Robert Kennedy. Words alone cannot express the deep feeling of loss felt at this time, not only by all the people at Wetson's, but by all of us throughout the country. In the great American tradition, let the thoughts, words, and deeds of the late Robert Kennedy not only guide us through this sorrowful time, but on to a greater glory in the days to come. And so at this time, Wetson's offers homage to the great memory of Senator Robert Kennedy.
I cannot stand aside from the contest that will decide our nation's future.
WNBC, New York.
A tip, a monitor tip for our drivers. Keep an old blanket or towel in your car in the summertime. When you park for any length of time in a sunny spot, throw it over your wife. Throw it over the seat. And you might also want to put something over the steering wheel. It'll be a lot more comfortable when you get back in the car to drive home. Here's another tip from the Air Temp Division, Chrysler Corporation.
Today, we're interviewing financier DuPont Vandefeller. What's your secret, Mr. Vandefeller?
I keep cool. That's why I've got Air Temp air conditioning in my expensive limousine. No hot mobile for me.
What was your biggest financial coup?
Air Temp's the finest air conditioning for your room, house, business, and car.
Yes, but what was your biggest financial coup?
Be sure you order Chrysler Air Temp air conditioning in your new Plymouth, Dodge, Chrysler, or Imperial.
What's your biggest stock holding, Mr. Vandefeller?
Chrysler Corporation.
A monitor report from England next. Here's David Weber, NBC News, London.
The grief and shock that so many Britons felt over the latest tragedy in the Kennedy family can best be measured by the newspapers. The big Sunday papers today gave only passing attention to the breaking news stories and saved their biggest front page space for the Kennedy funeral. And inside, they devoted pages and pages to profiles of the dead senator, his family, the American scene in general, and sober and concerned editorials about this latest example of senseless violence. Radio and television coverage of the Kennedy funeral took precedence over scheduled programs. The BBC, in one of its rare satellite feeds, ran a live presentation until 1 o'clock this morning. This because of the time difference between the States and here, and then resumed the funeral coverage by film today. And all day long, this warm and bright Sunday in London, people still lined up at the American Embassy on Grosvenor Square to sign the books of condolence beneath a photo draped in black of the late Robert Kennedy. This is David Weber, NBC News, London.
Monitor reports from other cities later today. Music next, here's Herb Alpert. No?
Thank you.
That's A Little Bit of Sunny by Ronnie Aldridge.
No, no, no.
Feet? Did you say something?
Don't lock us up in your shoes again without getting us men in Quinsana spray powder.
Why do a pair of nice feet like you insist on Quinsana spray powder? Because it's the newest thing?
Nice feet? By the end of the day, we're sore, hot, and squishy. And frankly, well, Quinsana spray powder could stop all that.
Okay, I'll pick up some powder.
Not some powder. New Quinsana spray powder. That's the one that smells fresh and healthy, the way we'd like to. And it cools, comforts, and cushions.
What's so hot about Quinsana spray powder?
Yeah, not hot, cool. Its Cool Blast is a real waker-upper for hot, tired feet.
Remind me in the store, huh?
Keep on forgetting and you'll be in trouble.
Okay, feet. I'll get you some new Quinsana spray powder. Now what?
Now I'll step into your shoes. Men in Quinsana. A step ahead in foot care.
A Monitor regional report. From Los Angeles, here's John Dancy, NBC News.
To bring you up to date on what has happened here in Los Angeles since Senator Kennedy's body was flown back to the East Coast, of the five people who were wounded when he was murdered, only two remain in the hospital, and one of them, William Weisel, is expected to go home tomorrow. United Auto Workers official Paul Schraid, who was the most seriously wounded, has now been removed from the hospital intensive care unit, is eating some foods, and is expected to go home in about 10 or 12 days. In at least one Los Angeles church today, there were prayers offered for Saran Saran. Many churches held memorial services of various kinds. Francis Cardinal McIntyre took the unusual step of authorizing requiem masses in every Roman Catholic parish in the city. Last night in East Los Angeles, which is mostly Mexican-American, there was a torchlight march and memorial ceremony. It was in East Los Angeles that Kennedy got some of his strongest grassroots support. And last night, 1,000 people walked in the procession through quiet streets that, just a few days ago, had rung with shouts of Viva Kennedy. There were dozens, perhaps hundreds, of these small individual memorials to Robert Kennedy. But the public face that Los Angeles showed to the world today was only a slightly subdued copy of what it normally is. The Dodgers drew 55,000 last night to see Drysdale pitch. There was a moment of silence in memory of Senator Kennedy before the game, and the players did wear black armbands, but the game went on. Drysdale, by the way, was knocked out of the box. Another game is being played this afternoon. The beaches and the discount stores are alike expected to draw their usual share of Sunday afternoon customers. The movie houses are still showing such testaments to violence as Bonnie and Clyde, The Savage Seven, and the usual array of Western shoot-em-ups. A few people drove around with their lights on, indicating I'm not sure what, but it seemed to be motivated by the senator's assassination. Except for the memorial services and the flags at half-mast, it is hard to feel that Los Angeles is undergoing the shiver of collective guilt that racked Dallas after the assassination of President Kennedy. Perhaps there is no such thing as collective guilt. Or perhaps Los Angeles is just too large, too amorphous, too unaware of its own identity to feel collective anything. John Dancy, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Yes, I'm in love.
Hard floors can make it a hard life. One tiny slip means another tough break. But now into your big, hard, clattering world comes J.P. Stevens with a couple of softies. Stevens Merriweather and Merriair indoor-outdoor carpet made with Vectra fiber. Designed to go where most other carpets wouldn't dare. Places like kitchens, bathrooms, family rooms, patios, porches. You see, Vectra fiber makes Merriweather and Merriair stain-resistant, fade-resistant, and remarkably rugged. They can't rot, and they aren't affected by mildew. And to make your life even softer, Merriair comes with its own built-in rubber backing. You're going to love what J.P. Stevens has done for that hard world of yours. Of course, having Junior tramp across the kitchen floor sounding like this may take some getting used to.
Comfort. NBC News on the Hour is next. Morgan for Monitor, back shortly. The family of Wetson Hamburger Restaurants pauses during this day of mourning to honor the memory of Senator Robert Kennedy and to reflect upon this great loss to our country. The Wetson Hamburger Restaurants wish to offer sympathy to the family and to the many friends of Senator Robert Kennedy, and pauses to honor and respect the great humanitarian work and the efforts of the late Robert Kennedy. Words alone cannot express the deep feeling of loss felt at this time, not only by all the people at Wetson's, but by all of us throughout the country. In the great American tradition, let the thoughts, words, and deeds of the late Robert Kennedy not only guide us through this sorrowful time, but on to a greater glory in the days to come. And so at this time, Wetson's offers homage to the great memory of Senator Robert Kennedy.
I cannot stand aside from the contest that will decide our nation's future.
WNBC, New York.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by genuine General Motors parts. When replacement parts are needed, specify GM, United Delco, and AC. Here's William Littauer.